My first object is some photos of the New Zealand flag, along with photos of suggested alternatives to the flag that were proposed around 2015 and 16. The current New Zealand flag was created in 1902 and was pretty much solid until about the 2000s, 2010s, where debates were held over whether it was an appropriate representation of New Zealand. The suggested alternatives were proposed and voted on by members of the public. This relates to the prompt, can new knowledge change established values or beliefs? As over time in New Zealand, people became more educated on things like Maori culture, language, art, and also the negative impacts of British colonization. And as these things became more mainstream in the sort of culture, it brought to light a lot of things like the flag that were still very much enforcing outdated beliefs or such. This new knowledge that was gained by members of the population in New Zealand, so it prompted people to discuss the accuracy and relevance of the flag, which was something that had been established, an established value in New Zealand for over a century. Suggesting to change like aspects of it, such as the colours that are like associated with Britain, the red, white and blue, and other like European sort of flags, and also the imagery such as the Union Jack. And instead they proposed alternatives with colours and like symbols that highlighted Maori culture and represented modern New Zealand. While the vote on whether to change the flag concluded in keeping the original, it still showed how new knowledge can shake even the most established values, such as that of a country's flag. I included this object in my exhibition, firstly because it's quite personal to me, as my mum's side of my family is from New Zealand, and we often like discuss like topics like this. And secondly, I think that this object is a good example of how new knowledge can change values and beliefs of individuals, but also of significant like populations or portions of populations.